Today's devotional is Malachi 1, 1 to 5. The Oracle of the Word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord. But you say, how have you loved us? Is not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. I have laid waste his hill country and left his heritage to jackals of the desert. If Edom says, we are shattered, but we will rebuild the ruins, the Lord of hosts says, they may build, but I will tear down, and they will be called the wicked country, and the people with whom the Lord is angry forever. Your own eyes shall see this, and you shall say, great is the Lord beyond the border of Israel. We're starting a new book today, so first things first, let's get a brief overview of the book. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, and it's a fitting place for the book because it is also one of the last ones chronologically. It was written around 460 BC. This means Israel had already gone into Babylonian exile in 586 BC. They've already come back with the decree of Cyrus in 538 BC. And they finished rebuilding the temple a handful of decades ago. Malachi would be contemporary with Ezra and Nehemiah. Israel is in a post-exile state where there must have been a lot of mixed feelings. While the people would be happy to be back from exile, they were clearly not yet a standalone nation that stood out among other nations anymore. Gone were the days of King David and King Solomon when Israel was a powerhouse of a nation. There was some rebuilding, remember the temple was rebuilt already, but the sad state of the cities and the situation overall made people question if God was present with them anymore. For the book, there are just four chapters and it consists of six questions and answers between the people of God, where the people bring up an accusation, and of course God responds and proves himself to be the one in the right. So without further ado, let's get right into the first of these back and forths with these five verses. From verse 2, I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us? Even though God has shown his love to the Israelites all throughout history till now, the people are asking, how have you loved us? God entertains this question by answering it, and then in tomorrow's verses, showing how the Israelites should be examining themselves when they ask these types of questions. But for these verses that we read today, let's just get God's answer. He starts off in verses 2 and 3. Is not Esau Jacob's brother? Declares the Lord. Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. I have laid waste his hill country, and left his heritage to jackals of the desert. Here God compares Esau and Jacob. The Israelites were named after Israel, the name God gave Jacob, after Jacob contended with him by wrestling with him. And we recall that Jacob was the younger of the two brothers, younger than Esau, yet God sovereignly chose to bless him instead of the firstborn, Esau. Jacob did nothing special to earn or deserve God's blessing. God just chose him, rather than his brother, to make a people and a nation set apart for him. Like their forefather Jacob, the Israelites were far from perfect. After all, they just went into exile because they strayed from God that much. Yet God has shown mercy and covenantal faithfulness to them time and time again. With Esau, who became the people, the Edomites, God gave them into their own wrongdoings. Because of their sin, God judged them by laying waste their hill country and giving over their land to the jackals of the desert. God showed his disdain upon this nation of Esau. Verse 4 goes, if Edom says, we are shattered, but we will rebuild the ruins, the Lord of hosts says, they may build, but I will tear down, and they will be called the wicked country and the people with whom the Lord is angry forever. From that verse, God has chosen to not hold back on his judgment for the people of Edom. So even if they try their best to rebuild, it will be for vain. After all, it's man versus the Lord of hosts, as he is called in verse 4. And finally, in verse 5, God says the Israelites will see this with their eyes and declare, "Great is the Lord beyond the border of Israel." God is telling the Israelites, "Why are you doubting my love for you? You deserve the same judgment as the Edomites, descended from Esau. Yet because I have loved you, because I have chosen to love Jacob and bless him, you have not been destroyed by me. I have spared you and I'm still with you." For today's devotional, I encourage us to reflect on this covenantal love of God for us. We may find ourselves asking the same questions the Israelites did, like, "How have you loved us, God?" Even though we have many experiences of God's love, including the greatest expression of all, which is God sending his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us. Despite all that, we can wonder, "God, how have you loved me?" So, like God's response to the Israelites here, let's remember how he has chosen us from the beginning to show us mercy and his grace. This past Sunday, we as a church celebrated 5 brothers and sisters being baptized or confirmed on Baptism Sunday, and we heard their awesome testimonies of the personal ways God has helped each person to realize his love for them, despite our own shortcomings and lack of deserving his love. Perhaps we can pause and reflect on our own testimonies, to go back to the moments where we have seen God's love clearly in our lives. And let's remember how God's love never diminishes, how he is always present with us in every situation, regardless of our feelings. Let's together say, "Great is the Lord beyond the border of Israel," and let's praise him. Let's pray. God, we confess that our faith is pretty fickle many times, and God, we can raise these questions to you. God, how have you loved me? And Lord, we thank you for your continued patience with us, that despite all that, despite our doubts and all our flaws, God, you still love us, and God, you want us to grow in our faith, grow in remembering how much you have loved us and how faithful you've been to us. So Lord, today, as we hopefully are able to pause and think about your testimony in our lives, God, I pray that you would fill us with thankfulness and greater trust, greater faith in you. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.